When asked what he thought of Sarah Palin potentially running for his Senate seat, Begich responded with a dig. "I don't know if she's a resident. She's been away from Alaska a lot," he told Politico. Begich was referring to the fact that Palin works for New York-based Fox News, owns a $2 million mansion in Arizona, and seems to make more appearances in the lower 48 than in the 49th state. So, is she a resident? One of the biggest hallmarks and privileges of being an Alaskan is getting a permanent fund dividend. The requirements for that are strict. With few exceptions, you have to spend at least 180 days in the state, and you need to plan on staying in Alaska indefinitely. According to state documents, no one by the name of Sarah Palin applied for a PFD in 2012 or 2013. The last time someone with that name filed was in 2011. Meanwhile, the names Mark Begich, Mead Treadwell, and Joe Miller, all potential Senate opponents, are in this year's database. While Palin doesn't show up, names of her family members appear intermittently. This year, there's a Todd Palin, a Bristol, a Track, and a Trigg. In 2012, those names were absent, but they were there again in 2011. Even though Sarah Palin doesn't seem to be collecting a check from the state, she's still voting here. According to Division of Elections Director Gail Fanoumiai, Palin cast ballots in a state primary, a state general, and two municipal elections over the past 2 years. She remains registered to vote in Alaska. And of course, Palin still has a home in Wasilla, even if she's not always there. Whether Palin is currently a resident or not, it doesn't actually affect her eligibility to run for office. While you have to reside in the state you're running from at election time, the U.S. Constitution doesn't specify how long you need to live there. And in the end, Palin can respond to attacks over residency by saying she's doing something very Alaskan, living the comfortable life of a snowbird. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.